Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it always started the same way. Heavy footsteps circling the porch, three slow knocks at the door, and no one was on the other side.
This is Real Ghost Stories.
Hey, thank online. You. Oops. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would absolutely love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get extra episodes or in advance, get access to the archive, all without commercials, you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories, Apple Podcasts, or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am here. Yes, I am. The weather is beautiful. My Cubs are still in the playoff, hanging by a thread.
By a thread.
And we will, and who knows? I know.
We don't know by the time this airs what the future holds.
That's
because
right.
By the time this airs, everyone's going to know. But we are currently down 2 games to 1 game.
That's
with
right.
our series
it's a
with
best
the Brewers.
Of five.
And, yes. And we pulled it off last night. I was a nervous wreck.
I was sick to my stomach. And I was just like, you guys, I can't continue this way.
And the crazy thing is that, okay, so I haven't really talked about this, but I have had long COVID for 2 months.
Yeah, now. Probably.
So one thing that happens is it makes my heart race. And so I've cut back on caffeine. I actually think that's really helped.
Which will give you a headache.
Right. So I'm still drinking some, but there's a balance. But anyway, so last night I'm watching the game and I'm like, this is not good for my heart. This is so not
good
for me.
I'm telling you, right?
It's like it causes my blood pressure to go up. And like, I swear it aggravates all my symptoms. So I'm just telling you, get your COVID vaccines. You do not want long COVID. It's no fun at all.
No fun. No fun.
And Kathy and I are leaving in just like 4 days to go on a big vacation. And I'm like, I can't feel like this.
I know. You've got to like walk.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to walk in an airport. And like I am checking my bag because I don't want to. I'm like, okay, if I get winded, because I really do. That's a weird thing. Like I get winded pretty easily. So I've been trying to walk it. I like to walk anyway. But I've been trying to go 8,000 to 10,000 steps every day just so I know I can handle this trip to Spain. It's just silly.
We're going to do this.
It is the most stupid thing I've ever had.
We're going to do this.
But you know what? The funny thing is that we got COVID on our last vacation.
I know.
So Kathy and I both came back with COVID. Hers, thank God. Yours resolved itself. You moved on. And because we kept comparing symptoms every few days, and there's some episodes a while back that you're Kathy and I are just like that.
And so we apologize, you guys.
And like I had to edit them really good, cut out all the blowing noses and the sneezing and the coughing. But so we kept comparing symptoms, and then I would go, God, you know, I just feel like I got hit by a car, you know. How do you feel? And you're like, I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. I'm doing okay.
And then I'm like, God, I'm so tired. God, I'm so this. And I'm like, wait a minute. Your symptoms have stopped. Mine are still continuing. What
and
is
I'm like,
going on?
What are you
on?
Talking about? I just got back from the gym.
I know. And I'm like, the gym? How could you even think about that? It's like, God, my whole body hurts. So it has been really crazy. I just, that was not on my list of things I would ever get, long COVID. Never even thought about it. I don't know why I never thought that was a possibility, but let me tell you, everybody, it is a possibility for anyone.
So please, right?
Yes.
Be careful.
Well, let's talk about some ghost stories. And the first one says, my friend Mike's grandfather passed away one winter. And about a week after the funeral, his mom went back to the old family house to start sorting through paperwork and cleaning up. It was an older place, 2 stories, big wraparound porch, the kind of house that creaks when there's no wind. His grandfather had lived there for over 40 years, so it still felt full, not just with his stuff, but with his presence. That afternoon, I was sitting at Mike's kitchen table with him and his dad drinking coffee when his mom came home. She didn't say a word, just walked right past us, pale and quiet, and went straight to her room. We didn't press her then, but you could tell something had really shaken her. So the next morning, she finally told him what happened. She said that when she unlocked the door and stepped inside the house, it felt unusually cold. She set her purse down and was about to start organizing papers on the kitchen table when she heard heavy footsteps on the porch. Slow, deliberate, circling toward the door. Then came three knocks. Don't answer it. She opened it, expecting maybe a neighbor or a delivery, but no one was there. The yard was empty, the driveway clear. Confused, she shut the door, and that's when she heard a bedroom door down the hall slowly click shut. Then she panicked. She dropped what she was doing, left the lights on, drove straight home without locking up. Later that evening, Mike's dad went back to the house himself, searched every room, checked the locks. Nothing was out of place. A few weeks later, Mike decided to move into the house with his girlfriend. They wanted to save some money. He said it didn't bother him that his grandfather probably would have liked someone living there again. But almost immediately, the same thing started happening. He'd hear footsteps on the porch late at night, followed by knocking. Sometimes it happened in the morning, sometimes late at night, completely random, no pattern to it. He told me he'd get up, open the door, no one would be there. He even installed a motion light by the steps, and the light would come on before the knocks. When he opened the door, there was nothing there. Then came the other things. Doors closing by themselves, noises from the basement. Not constant, but loud enough that both he and his girlfriend started avoiding going down there altogether. About 2 weeks after they moved in, Mike invited me over for dinner. I joked, "Should I bring some holy water for your ghost?" He did not laugh. We were halfway through eating when he suddenly stopped talking and said quietly, "Here it comes." At first, I didn't understand it, but then I heard it. Slow, heavy footsteps on the porch. The sound circled around from the side of the house to the front door. It stopped. Then came three knocks. I was sitting only a few feet away, so thinking they were messing with me, I jumped up, opened the door fast. The porch was empty, the motion light was on, the street was quiet, and there was no way anyone could have run off that quickly without me seeing them. I closed the door and looked back at Mike. He and his girlfriend just stared at me. "That's what we've been hearing," she said. They told me it happened almost every day now, and that the knocking sometimes came from the back door, too. The last few nights, the noise in the basement had gotten louder, like someone moving or dragging furniture. I left after dinner, trying to make sense of it, but as soon as I pulled into my driveway, Mike called. The knocking had started again right after I left. I asked if I could stay the next night to see for myself, and they agreed. So I came back the next evening around 6. We were sitting in the living room just talking when it started again. Footsteps. Slow, heavy, coming down the porch. Three loud knocks. We didn't move for a second. Then I got up, opened the door. Same thing. Not a soul in sight. That time it really hit me. This wasn't someone playing a prank. There was no one outside, no sound of running or a car pulling away, just that thick, still air that follows a noise you can't explain. I grew up in New England, where ghost stories are practically a regional pastime. I've heard 1,000 of them, but that night was the first time I'd ever experienced something I couldn't explain. Over the next few weeks, things got worse for Mike and his girlfriend. The footsteps and knocking became louder, more frequent. They said sometimes it sounded like someone was pounding on the door with their fist. The basement noises got more violent too, like furniture scraping or glass breaking, though nothing was ever out of place when they checked. After about 3 weeks, they couldn't take it anymore. They packed up and moved out. Mike told me later that on their last night there, the knocking was so loud it sounded like the door frame was going to crack, and they left before morning. The house has been empty ever since. We've all talked about it dozens of times since then, trying to find a rational reason, pranksters, pipes, animals, anything, but the truth is, there is no explanation. I'll tell you this, I've never opened a door after dark without thinking twice since that night. Golly, no kidding.
Well, yeah.
You know, I wonder, it's so funny because it's a grandpa's house. It seems like everything should be good.
I just don't think it's the grandpa. I mean, I do
That's what I was thinking. And I wonder if he had stuff going on in that house before then.
That's what I was thinking. I thought, you know, he might not have told anybody that he himself had been having issues.
And maybe after he passed, it kind of triggered something and it really ramped up.
Maybe. Or maybe he had just put up with it forever. Maybe his hearing had gotten so bad he didn't hear it.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, my
what?
Mom would
Somebody's
never
Somebody's at hear the door? but it makes me... I don't think it was like that, though, when he was alive. Because certainly they went over to visit Grandpa. If this guy goes over one time to see Mike, or girl, I guess.
Yeah, and it's just happening.
And has an experience. Mike can't even live there longer than 3 weeks. It makes
me
think. Yeah,
and it's like clockwork.
Right? It makes me think that maybe Grandpa passing away, maybe it was Grandpa was able to keep it in check somehow.
I don't know, but I don't think Grandpa would do anything that would terrorize people. And this is kind of terrorizing stuff. It's one thing for you to lose your grandpa and then, you know, he sends you little signs like, I love you and here's the stuff or whatever. Unless maybe his grandpa wasn't a very nice guy, but I just don't feel like that's the case.
I think that would have come up. I think it would have been like Mike sitting there at dinner and goes, you know, Grandpa was just an asshole.
Yeah.
And, you know, no wonder this is going on. But
yeah.
It doesn't sound like anybody's connecting it to Grandpa, but to Grandpa's house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the basement stuff seemed to really frighten them. As it would. Like, if I have had that happen. I have had it happen. I lived in a house where it sounded like furniture was dragging in the basement around the room. Now, the difference is, in my situation, the furniture would be moved.
Yeah, and these guys just go downstairs and nothing happens.
And they don't hear anything. But I know that feeling, and it's terrifying. Recently, it's happened to me when I was in Spain and we heard, I stayed in an Airbnb in an old building.
Quit bringing up Spain being haunted.
It's going to be haunted. It's going to be so haunted. I'm going to love it. But it's, you know, we heard furniture moving there. It is something that happens that you get this sense that things, like, it's so strong, right? That I'm sure they thought the furniture would be moved when they went down there. In their case, it wasn't. In my case, it was. You know, the sofa would be on the other side of the room or something. But I just don't think it could be the grandfather. The three knocks, the porch thing, that to me is something too that feels like it's something's wanting in. Like, what is this? I come to the porch every night and I knock.
Three times.
Really loudly. Three times, right? That's always kind of an indicator for
such a
paranormal.
Black-eyed kid's playbook.
It
play.
Is, but it's weird. Like, let me in. And they do open the door and look around.
Maybe it's connected. Maybe that's when the crap starts in the basement. Every time they open the door, it does come in.
They're letting it in. I don't know.
But I'm glad they moved out.
I had that happen to me that one time in the house we grew up in that I heard somebody on the porch. Same thing, heavy footsteps on an old wooden porch so you could hear it really easily. And it was a situation that nobody used our front porch just because of the way the house set up on a hill. You wouldn't walk up to the front. You would have come around the back. And I was sitting there. Did not hear anything. That's what happened. I did not hear a thing, just the three loud knocks. And I should have heard if somebody actually was walking on there. I probably would have got up and gone to the door, except for it scared me so bad because I didn't have any indication. Nothing, you know, like that. Just these three really loud knocks. And then I heard a voice say, don't open the door. Don't, you know. And I did not. But I get the feeling. I've had some of these things happen. I've had the furniture dragging. I've had the three loud knocks. And it is very frightening. I just don't think Mike's grandfather would be the one terrorizing them.
I don't either. There's something else going on.
Something else is going on there.
Time to sell the house. Hopefully the market's good for haunted houses wherever they live.
That's right.
And
I agree. Ugh,
my goodness. So I've got a phone call. In fact, there's two phone calls from the same person. So I think I'm going to try to do them both. All right. Here we go.
Hey, guys. My name is Mike. I got a story that I want to tell before I die. 63 years old, but when I was back in my 30s, actually back when I was 11 years old, my grandmother sat me down and, being very serious, she said, Mike, I'm going to try to come back after I die, and don't be alarmed if it happens. My grandmother, before cable TV back in the, early 70s, she was very much into cool stuff. She was into Secrets of the Pyramids, Chariots of the Gods, Devil's Triangle, all UFOs. And she was definitely a fun granny, to say the least. Well, fast forward probably 30-some years, now 25 years, she had emphysema and she passed away. I was staying in her house at the time, taking care of her along with my father. Things happened, and it was very obvious things happened after she passed away for 3 full days. My father, he defrosted the upright freezer by pulling a plug, and he chewed me out for plugging it back in, and it's like, I didn't even know you were defrosting it. My grandmother had a thing for leaving the seat up. It was flame in the middle of the night, even though it was just me and my dad there. I taped it up with packing tape, and it still came down. Don't ask me why. It came down, but it did not make a noise when it came down. Things would make noises during the night just to make herself known. And I just knew who it was, and I had a comfort in knowing who it was. She had a dislike for my girlfriend. And by the way, she came over, and my girlfriend came over, and she chewed into me because apparently I owed her money for a bill. And I even, Sandy, we'll just say her name is, because it is her name, she knew that my grandmother did not like her. She had almost a disdain for her. She knew she wasn't right for me, and she just knew there was an evil behind her. And she ended up cheating on me, and that's a whole other story. But moving right along, the picture flew off the wall when she was inside the house. And that picture's been hanging there for decades. And it was the picture of a man that was praying over a bowl of fruit. And it was obviously a copy, but it came off. It came off. The nail's head was still there, and it made a commotion. And Sandy was paralyzed in fright because she knew. Because I told her, my grandmother came back. And maybe she didn't believe me, but she believed me after that. And she was paralyzed. All I could do is point her towards her body towards the door with a gentle push. And she walked out the door like Muhammad Ali in the 18th round. She was... I just wish I could get a hold of her just to help me with the story. And unfortunately, my father passed away. He witnessed a lot of it as well. I got so much more to the story, more color, more wonderful glamour of my grandmother and where she came from and what she did. Just an amazing, amazing woman. I got more ghost stories, true ones that happened to me that just absolutely scared the pants off me because I didn't know who they were. But my grandmother's was very comforting, like I said. Have a good night, everybody.
That's so interesting. Like, his grandmother causing that kind of stuff?
Well, I believe it. Like, here's the difference between the Mike in the first story and the Mike in the second story. When I did not feel it was a grandfather in the first story, but the second one, I do think it was a grandmother.
I kind of feel like it was his grandma.
I think she was, letting everybody know that she was around and she just hadn't gone yet. And he did say that the first 3 days that she was gone, it really seemed to ramp up, which is always something I think, too. I think there's always this transition period where they're still here. They're still able to do things, manipulate things, and then it's kind of like they're gone.
Yeah.
But it seems like she's still hanging around. noises, he said. And
well, I love the girlfriend that grandma didn't like. And
yeah,
then
she
like
away.
Comes over and, you know, she wasn't being kind. Like, I want my money. And if he owed her money, I get it. But it's like, grandma put her foot down. Like, take this.
I know.
Like,
and it
knocks
was
a picture off a wall that's been up there forever.
The picture of the guy praying over a bowl of fruit, which we all know that picture.
What
right?
is that
it's
picture?
A really famous painting.
Okay.
And I think that is so funny that she knocked that down. But once again, that is something that a lot of us have happen. A picture will just come off and you go, why? The nail is still there. It can't hop off the nail and fall down. Or it's not going to come straight out into the middle of the room. I've had that happen.
Well, Mike did leave one more voicemail.
Okay,
so
let's hear it.
Let's see what this is.
Hey guys, Mike again. I told you the story about my grandmother coming back after she told me she's going to. Couple of few extra things I neglected to add on to that. But her footsteps on the linoleum before it hit the carpeting where it transitions into the living room. My father and I slept in the living room. I was a lazy boy. He's on the couch. And we both did a quick sit-up in the middle of the night because we could hear her footsteps. And then going through the carpeting, oh, my God, you could hear her drag her feet. It was just and I just have questions on how somebody can materialize themselves enough to make sounds but you can't see them. I just have questions. If anybody has answers to that, please get back to me. I hope you can air this. But, I know you've heard, I know you guys have heard many, many stories about bells and stuff, but I had to take the clinger out of my grandmother's bell because she couldn't talk because she had emphysema. And if she needed something, she rang this. It was a good sized bell with a black handle. It would tink, tink, tink in the middle of the night where I literally had to take the tinker out of it. I just have so much more to add to this and about her as well. I hope that you will allow me to expand on her and this. I have another story about my cat coming back to me, which is freaky as hell. I don't know if you have any stories like that or not, but it was a big Maine Coon, very brilliant, smart as heck of a cat that I rescued. And I spent lots of money on this cat to rescue it. And I think maybe it came back to thank me. I would like to think of it like that, but that one's freaked me out, and I'd love to expand on that as well. In any case, I hope everybody has a blessed night, and thank you so much for letting me get this off of my chest. I just know that, unfortunately, it's a fraction of what I want to share, but it's very difficult for me to be able to explain and talk about, only because I'm not really good at it. But I've been wanting to do this for a long, long time, so please call me back if this is something you feel like you want to use. And I would love to, once again, expand on her, what she was all about. It will all make sense. All right? Have a blessed night once again. And my number, if it's not...
I don't want to share his phone number.
No.
We should get him on the phone and just find out more about his grandma and his cat. I would love to hear the story about the cat coming back.
And we do have cat stories. That's not unusual. He does raise an interesting question that we've discussed before. And I know that it's something that I think of occasionally. It's okay. So if you have a presence in your house that doesn't have weight, right? It's not like it has a physical body or something.
Right.
How does it make the sounds?
I don't know.
Or
how does it move things?
How does it knock stuff off a shelf? How does it pick up the picture and throw the picture? I'm guessing it's just energy related.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That you can just have bursts of energy that can move things. You know, somehow you're doing it through just energy. The footsteps are weird to me, though. The noise thing is weird to me. And by noise, I mean the footsteps of the noise, you know, clicking across the floor, kind of making that carpet pit-pat sound as somebody's going through it. That suggests weight, which
yeah,
is
and I can't explain it, but I know that I've heard it.
I've heard footsteps going up and down stairs.
We had it happen all the time when we were kids. I don't know what it was.
Every night. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, we definitely want to hear some more.
Yeah, most definitely.
I think he's got some great stories, and we'd love to hear more.
Yep.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we would like that so much. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to Real Ghost Stories Online if you'd rather do that. Become a premium subscriber if you want. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.